In this episode, I'd like to talk about the seven senses. And we understand the five senses really simply: sight, sound, smell, taste and touch. We see with our eyes, hear with our ears, smell with our nose, taste with our tongue, and we feel with our skin. And altogether, these are the five senses that we understand very well. The sixth sense we think of as psychic. But really, it's knowing. And some animals display a sense of knowing. They have memory and they recall things and they seem to have feelings and emotions and social structures. Elephants and dolphins in particular, we observe this and we see something of a higher nature. But humans are also capable of a sense of knowing the future as well. Knowing awareness of greater worlds around us, greater energies. And this we class as the sixth sense. And it's a higher version, a higher state of the sixth sense. Whereas the type of behavior we see in animals, where there's a sense of knowing, that's a lower sixth sense. But it's on a spectrum. And at the higher end is where the human can reach a higher state of awareness. Of course, animals seem to have a sixth sense in the psychic sense as well, but man takes it to a spiritual nature, and we're in touch with much higher beings. That's the difference, and that's where the sixth sense can lead us. But I believe there must be a seventh sense that we're not aware of, and I believe, from my own opinion, that it's a sense of humour. Because you can look at all the other senses and you can see that some people are gifted in a set of senses over the others. Be it an artist or a musician, for instance. An artist, someone can be born with a natural latent ability to become a portrait artist, to look at another human being's face and draw a very accurate representation of that face through practice. You can go to fine art school and learn how to do this. But there are some people just have a natural flair. And I believe this is built up over many lifetimes, culminating in a lifetime where you produce something that's of lasting value. When it comes to music as well, you can see people who can play the piano very effortlessly. They need training, they need to learn bits and pieces. But on the whole, there are some people, few as they are, who can sit down and hear a tune and play it back by ear. They can just come up with beautiful melodies that seem to flow from some inspiration. And these composers we know very well. They seem to just be born gifted. And there are some people who are gifted in the sciences in the same way. They just have a natural propensity to be good at maths, physics or chemistry, whatever it is. They seem to be born with a certain set of tools which come in handy for that path that they live on this life. And the same is true with spiritual things. Some people just seem to be born with a sixth sense. They just seem to be born with an inner knowing, and that helps them link to the spirit world. And you get the phrase a natural born medium. But like any of these disciplines, you can also develop them in this lifetime. You may be quite good at them, but we can all develop them further and develop them so that they culminate in a lifetime where they become ultimately useful. And these are developing different parts of our inner senses, and they're all related to each other. So an inner sense of knowing can come with colour, with sounds, with a smell, and it culminating in the use of all these other senses inwardly through clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, etc. But the seventh sense, I believe, is a sense of humour, because you need knowledge to understand the joke, to find the humour in it. And that humour can be quite dark. But you need to know about the subject to be able to find something funny. And there are many examples, but I can only give the example of a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock, who's there? Doctor. Doctor who? Doctor Who is a TV show, so anyone who knows this TV show might find that funny. But someone who's never heard of Doctor Who has no idea about it, wouldn't understand that joke at all. They needed that piece of knowledge in order to find the humour. Otherwise, the humour is missing because of the lack of knowledge. So the sixth sense leads to the seventh sense. Because if you look at the human being, what other sense is there? The sense of humour is less tangible. And it's even far less tangible than the sixth sense is compared to the other five senses, because at least they have a location. The inner sense of knowing, you can at least say it comes from within, it comes from the heart, it comes from the mind, it comes from the gut. But the sense of humour, we don't know where that comes from. It doesn't seem to have a location. It seems to be of a higher nature. And to get it, you need wisdom in the first place. You need the knowledge of what's being joked about for you to understand the punchline. And humour can become very crass, but it can also become very clever, very cerebral. And it can push the boundaries. Comedy and humour has always been the last resort for the populace, because even the jester could mock the king. And it kept the king, kept the court grounded, lest they be mocked by the jester. But it also gave a connection to the common people, to the populace, because they would get together in crowds and be entertained. There would be a common understanding and a common sense of humour. And I notice this when you go around different countries. The sense of humour might be different, but there's a sense of humour. Everyone laughs, everyone sings, everyone has a way of entertaining themselves and finding things hilarious. Every human being on the planet laughs. But to understand humour, sometimes you've got to go through quite a few trials to build up the knowledge base for you to find anything funny. And when challenged by the paradoxes of life and the sense of foreboding and the eternal nature of life, the magnitude of everything can be quite overwhelming. Humour can sometimes be the very last port where people find some sense of meaning in life, or even an abandonment of meaning. Unfortunately, a lot of comedians these days, they take the very atheist route because it's a quick joke. But there are some comedians who are very clever, very cerebral, and ask some very intelligent questions. They make you think. They make you stop and look at things from a different perspective, because for them to arrive at the punchline, they have to take you on a journey and show you different perspectives, arriving and culminating at a point where the punchline is. And this takes quite a lot of clever manipulation of language. These comedians have to go out on the road night after night trying material out in front of people. And when you see the finished article, this is the culmination of maybe 2 years worth of work. Comedy has always been part of a literary history going right back to the ancient Greeks. And I dare say humour has been around as long as man has. We don't seem to see animals find things funny in the same way we do. There seems to be a difference. Dogs, which spend so much time around us, are uniquely bonded symbiotically with the human being ever since we bred them from wolves. We can sometimes see a little bit of their understanding of the joke. They know that something's funny. They see you laughing and they start recognizing this. And we're slowly imparting a sense of humour onto these animals. But very slowly and awkwardly and over many, many generations. But I believe even dogs are starting to understand the little jokes we play with them. They're learning as generations go by, and we impart our sense of humour onto them. But otherwise, we don't see humour in the animal kingdom the same way. We see dolphins playing and We see elephants play, and we see animals of all sorts playing with each other and enjoying and maybe even laughing a little bit. But whether they have that sense of humour, we can't really tell, but we can see it in a human being. So I think we've got to learn to develop that sense of humour. If we're finding life very difficult and don't seem to find anything funny, we should force ourselves to listen to some comedy. Comedy, it expands your horizons. You hear things, like I say, from a perspective and a place you've probably never heard it before. But it's done in a way that really compels you to think. And it makes you laugh. And laughing seems to be the very best medicine on the planet. It seems to be a gift. But it seems also so hard to arrive to, especially for so many people. So work on all your senses. Heighten your sense of smell using fine fragrances. Use your sense of colour and artistic aesthetic using your eyes as much as you can. And when it comes to taste, there's so many beautiful foods out there and teas and tastes. Aromatherapy is very good, but there's a link between smell and taste. You can smell something and almost taste it on your taste buds. But then the palate. Some people have a very sensitive palate. I love my coffee and I can really taste the very differences on a very, very broad spectrum. Whereas some people don't notice the differences in coffees. Whereas I've honed that over many years. So I've perfected a palate when it comes to cooking and when it comes to tasting certain drinks. Worked in a pub and mixed many cocktails. And I've worked in kitchens and I've taught myself how to cook at home and become quite a foodie. So I've really indulged in all the senses when it comes to flavour. But when it comes to your inner senses, to your inner feelings, to your inner vision, to your inner smelling, you can heighten that by practicing it, sitting in circles, meditating, allowing your loved ones to come close to you, observing other mediums working and see the information that they give and why it is you think that the spirit world is showing it to them in that way, or giving them a song or a sound or a feeling. Because they're working with their inner senses. And as much as you observe it in other people, you can observe it in yourself. But then, if we're developing all of our senses, we should develop that sense of humour. Maybe learn to tell a joke. I'm terrible at it. I can barely remember jokes. The only ones I remember are probably unrepeatable. That's why I remember them. And you've got to learn timing. You've got to learn context. You've got to learn to bite your tongue and maybe not tell that joke just because it's perfect for the moment, but it may offend someone, or it may do this, or it may do... Learning when to give it, when to use it. That's equally as important as finding the punchline in the first place. It's a very sophisticated sense. And it makes you use your judgment, your morals, and all your other senses at the same time. Whether or not to actually share that piece of information because it's going to be humorous. There are situations where it won't be humorous, so there's no point in sharing it. You've got to learn tact. So this sense, if it is the seventh sense, and it is a sense of humour, it's quite a powerful one. Be powerful in the way that it forces you to behave appropriately and in context. It teaches you a lot about yourself and what you're willing to do, what boundaries you're willing to push, what audience you are actually willing to satisfy. Because comedy is actually audience driven. Because if you choose material and your audience can't relate to it, you've got the wrong audience. They're not going to find it funny. And that translates very well to most avenues in life. Unfortunately, we have to change our persona for different groups of people. Those of us who have become more spiritual, we try to be the same person all the time. And that doesn't work. We have to then let go of many areas in our life because we are manufacturing a personality. But there's an authenticity to a sense of humour. It really shows your intellect, your intelligence, and where you are. It shows that you have a certain degree of understanding of the world, that you can arrive to a punchline because you've built up the knowledge, you understand what you're saying, and you've worked it to the point where you can even share a joke. So it demonstrates so many different levels of ability in the human being. While we spiritually develop ourselves and we're all looking for that third eye opening that's going to give clarity to everything we ask for, it might be wise just to remember that we need to laugh as well. And don't we look silly? Tarot card readers, healers, and mediums, as accurate as the information may be, the actual process of giving it has never looked very good. It's always looked a little bit silly, and it's been very easy to mock. So maybe we need to develop our sense of humours from that standing point, that starting point. We are looking like idiots. We should laugh at it. Don't let it bother us too much. Just do everything with sincerity and work with your inner senses, regardless of other people's opinions. But keep one foot in your higher sense, your sense of humour. Don't ever lose sight of that. Because, after all, the one thing that we all do all day long is joke. We text silly jokes to each other. We share memes that we find funny. And despite all the things that go on in the world, there's always someone taking the mickey out of it. And that has brought me a lot of comfort over the years. Comedy is going to probably be our salvation. It's definitely got more popular in the last 10 years or so. You see a lot more comedians on TV. They pretty much run everything. They'd run all the game shows and everything that you watch on TV, apart from the news. So we got to keep our humour up. We got to keep that seventh sense operational and ready whenever it's needed. Maybe not at the funeral, maybe at the wake. But somewhere, a laugh, a little joke shared, even if there's a few raised eyebrows, can sometimes make a situation. It can sometimes disarm people's attitudes and biases. If you can take the mickey out of something in just the right kind of way, no one can answer you back. If you can demonstrate that level of delivery and presentation of a piece of information in such a way that it grabs people's attention, makes them remember, and makes it almost impossible to argue with, that's very clever. And sometimes I see the higher aspect of the human nature in very clever comedy. So although that's my opinion, I'm basing that on quite a lot of observation. And I think it's important that we all work on that as much as we work on any other spiritual faculty, is to immerse ourselves in humour and to laugh at ourselves for how silly we can look. At the moment, the media is still not taking spiritualism very seriously. And that is probably a good thing, because the media will probably just mock us. In the years to come, as the media opens its minds and starts publishing much more unbiased information about spirit work, spirit communication, and as it emerges as a reality, I think it's important that the characters who were involved at the time display a good way of presenting it, in a very sincere and humble way, but also carry that humour across. We see in most mediumship demonstrations that beyond the meaning of the medium, the spirit world can deliver things in such a way that can lift the energy and make people laugh. They do it time and time again. That in itself should be a very powerful demonstration of how important the sense of humour is. It even survives death. It's a sense that we continue to have after we pass away. That humour carries on and translates, and it's probably at an even higher level. But we cannot put any limits on the spirit. So we shouldn't put any limits on the sense of humour as well. Place and context is important, but our sense of humour should never be crushed by the opinions of a small group. Comedy should be free of any restriction, but at the same time, it should also be done in context. If you go to a comedy evening, you're expecting the comedian to be working through material, to be testing out material. We need to sometimes test out our ideas and our opinions in the same way. It's not until you actually vocalise something and try to impart it to someone else will you actually realise quite the depth of how well you understand it. Because if you understand something well, you should be able to explain it quite simply. And that's the beauty of the sense of humour. To pass on a joke, when you've got it just right, you know that the majority of people are going to understand it, because you're using things that they can understand. And the same is true of that inner knowing and mediumship. You're using information that people can understand. We're relating family situations and things that we all find very common, because we all live in families. Although everyone's different, we all suffer with many of the same problems. Many events that happen in life happen to all of us at the same time. And especially in the last year and a half with COVID, it's all happened to everyone at once. It's been very difficult to find that sense of humour, because we're still right in the thick of it. Despite the lifting of restrictions, you now have the division between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And if ever there was a source of comedic material, it must be the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. If we can't find the Mickey to take out of that, then we're doomed. But I'm sure once tensions subside, and when all the dust blows over, we'll be able to take the Mickey out of this time. Take the Mickey out of ourselves. Laugh it off. Take the Mickey out of it. Probably do some television sketch shows about COVID-19. Get it out of our system. Again, that's why the sense of humour is so healing. If there's a candidate for a seventh sense, then I'd like to hear a better one than the sense of humour.